Thank you for joining us for today's Grace for All podcast. On Saturdays, we pause for a few moments to look back on our week and to review the scriptures that we have used in our podcast. We encourage you, after listening to this episode, to go back and listen to the episodes you missed, or to review the ones that were particularly meaningful for you. We trust that the thoughts that we have shared with you this week have provided a full portion of the joy, peace, and love of Jesus Christ. Now, let's hear this week's scriptures.
Luke chapter 5, verse 13, New Revised Standard Version. Then Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, "I do choose. Be made clean." Immediately, the leprosy left him.
Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1.
Philippians 2, verses 14 through 16a in the Common English Bible says, "Do everything without grumbling and arguing, so that you may be blameless and pure, innocent children of God surrounded by people who are crooked and corrupt. Among these people, you shine like stars in the world because you hold on to the word of life."
For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost. Luke 19:10.
Rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Colossians chapter 2, verse 7.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10. And what God wants is for us to be made holy by the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ, once for all time.
In 1740, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, preached a sermon in Bristol, England, in which he proclaimed, "The grace or love of God, whence cometh our salvation, is free in all and free for all." 283 years later, we're humbled to proclaim that message through this Grace for All podcast. Thank you for listening to today's message of grace. I'm Jonathan Jonas, senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, where the Grace for All podcast is written, edited, and produced by our lay members. To know more about our congregation and its ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.